from New York.
Saturday Night Live turns 50 this year, so Hollywood is looking back at the origins of the groundbreaking sketch comedy show.
My name is Lorne Michaels. We're excited because there's never been a television show like this.
Saturday Night is a real-time look at the chaos that surrounded the production leading up to its premiere in 1975.
You haven't locked the script. Your actors are missing.
Have you seen John Belushi?
Your crew is in open rebellion.
Your kids aren't ready for primetime.
Jason Reitman directs an ensemble cast that takes you through the infighting, professionalism and unrelenting mayhem of that first night.
The writers on the 17th floor tied a belt around Big Bird's neck and hung him from my dressing room door.
This is a striking look at what has become an institution, back when it was nothing more than rowdy, drug-fueled experimental television. The show's humble, ragtag origins provide a stark contrast to what it has become.
I mean, we're 90 minutes of live television by a group of 20-year-olds who have never made anything.
The actors managed to rise above caricatures of the original players, offering some humanity for most of them beyond the antics. So fans of the show's early years should find it relatable.
Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner, Dan Aiega, how do you pronounce this?
Sure, it runs a bit too long, but isn't that quintessential Saturday Night Live?
We're just not ready.
Doesn't matter that we're ready, it matters that it's 11:30, that's when we go on.
Saturday Night gets 3.5 hot mics out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.